Get Sleepy is a production of Slumber Studios and is made possible thanks to the generous support of our sponsors and premium members. If you'd like to listen ad-free and access weekly bonus episodes, extra-long stories, and our entire back catalogue, you can try out Premium free for 7 days by following the link in the episode notes. Now, a quick word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to Get Sleepy, where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm your host, Thomas. Thank you so much for being here. Whether you're listening on New Year's Eve itself, or a little time after, I hope our special meditation tonight helps you to process and release the past year, and plant new seeds of intention for the year to come. It was beautifully written by Nicole, and I'm pleased to say I'll be reading it to you tonight. Before we get started, let's take a moment to settle in and come to a place of rest. Start to guide your awareness inward and anchor your attention on your breath. Simply notice what it feels like to breathe with intention. Take a few slow, deep breaths in and long, easy breaths back out. Following it, and paying attention to how it feels. As you do this, notice where there is tension in your body. Perhaps it is in your shoulders, jaw, belly, hands, or lower back. Bring an intentional awareness to any tension you observe, and create some space for it to unwind. Notice what is ready to soften and release, and let go. Now, notice all the parts of your body that are connecting to the support beneath you, whether that is your bed, a chair, or something else. Feel those anchor points and ease into them, allowing your body to be held. As you focus on the feeling of being supported, begin to also notice a wave of relaxation starting to move through you. There is nowhere else to be and nothing else to do. Continue to savor this feeling of ease as we begin our meditation. Imagine that it's New Year's Eve, and you are sitting with friends at a beach bonfire. The crisp night air is tempered by the lively warmth of the fire. The electric orange flames dance around in the evening breeze, sending up little plumes of smoke into the slate-coloured sky. You watch in wonder as the lively fire illuminates the darkness above. The sound of the ocean whooshes and hums in the background as the waves furl and unfurl across the beach. The air smells salty and smoky, and the sound of laughter and celebration abounds. Allow yourself to become totally absorbed in this moment at the beach bonfire, surrounded by friends. Now, begin to allow your memories from the past year to start playing out in your mind, as if you were watching a movie. Recall all the beautiful, happy moments of the last year, as well as the challenging, heartbreaking, and bittersweet ones. Together, they form a tapestry of experiences. The good, bad, easy, and hard. Each experience is accompanied by its own valuable lesson. Yet you don't have to carry everything with you into the new year. You can be intentional about what you take with you and what you leave behind. As you process the previous year, pause to reflect on the biggest lesson that it taught you. Give yourself some space to think, feeling the warmth of the soft sand under your feet. Take a deep breath in and a slow breath out, really allowing the question to be there for a while. Once you have the lesson of this past year in your mind, pause again and savor this lesson and all that it took for you to learn it. Acknowledge both the challenging moments and the wins that enabled you to learn this important lesson, and hold it close. Now, take some time to think on what you learned about yourself in the past year. How have you grown, healed, and got to know yourself a little better? What's the biggest thing you learned about yourself over the last 12 months? Perhaps perhaps you learned that you are stronger than you previously realized. Or maybe you tapped into a new creative talent that you never knew you had. Give yourself some space to ponder this question and just see what comes up for you. Breathe intentionally as you sit with this question, and perhaps notice the sound of the waves rolling up the beach. Once you know what you've learned about yourself this past year, take another brief moment to simply sit with all the wisdom you have earned. Wisdom is the treasure we gain from our life experiences, and it's not always easily won. Scroll back through the wonderful, happy moments, as well as the challenging ones, and acknowledge any new wisdom that will accompany you as you walk out of this year. Before we continue, bring your awareness back to the bonfire. Notice how the fire is a little smaller now. There are some sparks flying out from the embers. Someone is poking the fire and adding some new wood into the pile. You see the flame jump back up as a result of this tending. The night sky is crisp and clear, with many stars visible overhead. Take another deep breath here, and simply notice the scene unfolding around you. Now, call to mind what the best moments of the past year were for you. Allow them to play through your mind as if you were watching a highlights reel of the months gone by. Recall the moments that brought you joy, peace, connection, love, and support. Savor these happy memories for a while and allow each one to form a lasting impression that you can carry with you into the future. Imagine that you are imprinting the best moments of the last year into your being, ensuring that you don't forget them. Let these happy moments buffer you as you also take the time to recall some of the difficult moments you experienced this last year. Be gentle with yourself as some of those more challenging times resurface, and stay connected to into the warmth of the fire and the feeling of your own breath. It's important to not just remember the good moments, but to also process and honour the tough ones. The entirety of our experience is valuable, including the moments that were not so easy. Give yourself a little bit of time here to watch the lowlight reel of the last year. Breathe deeply and intentionally as you do. Let it all be there, remembering that each thread makes up part of the tapestry of your year and your life. Before we move forward and set intentions for the new year, let's take some time to honour every single memory, every experience, lesson, glimmer, and challenge from the past year. Let it all be there, breathing into it and creating some space around the fullness of your year. As you honour everything that transpired, take a moment to consider anything that you would like to leave behind here tonight. This could include feelings or emotions that defined your year. Or maybe it's a particular memory, person, or experience that you are ready to let go of. For example, it could be experiencing grief following a loss, or a job, or a person who didn't respect you. Or maybe it's a pattern of not being kind to yourself. Once you know what you are ready to release, imagine yourself placing each one of those things into the bonfire and allowing them to burn one by one. As you watch them reduce to ash, notice how they lose any power they once had on you. Really feel that you are letting these things go as you place them into the fire and watch them disintegrate. It might not feel easy to do this, so give yourself grace and compassion and pause to breathe as you need to. Continue to notice the warmth of the fire and the sound of the ocean in the background as you perform this ritual of release. Take take as much time as you need here to breathe and let go. As you release the challenges from last year into the fire, feel yourself becoming more powerful. Feel that you are empowered to alchemize all of the muck from the past into fertilizer, in which new seeds can grow. Perhaps even visualize yourself picking up the remaining ashes from the bonfire and mixing them into fertile soil that you set aside for later. The word alchemy means to transform something for the better. Throughout history, the word has referred to the transmutation of base metals into gold through a mysterious or magical process. See what magic might be available to you now as you imagine transmuting your muck into wisdom and growth. Feel that you are becoming refined by the fire. Once you've burned the excess weight from the past year, you can now begin to focus on the year ahead. You are lighter, clearer and more empowered now. You are like a phoenix, ready to rise from the ashes and soar to incredible new heights. First, take a moment to think about what you would like to take with you into the new year. Were there certain beautiful moments, connections, or experiences that helped you to feel inspired and empowered? Note what those were, and spend a little time imprinting them into your mind. Perhaps even consider how you might intentionally weave them into your daily life moving forward. Now, with this in mind, we'll take some time to plant some new seeds for the year to come. What intentions would you like to set for the new year? You might consider how you would like to feel, what you would like to cultivate more of, or what habits and patterns you would like to elevate. Practicing meditations like this one helps us to be more aware of where we get stuck and what we need to feel nourished and inspired. You've taken the time to consider this, and now you have the power to recalibrate yourself and your habits for the year ahead. Who do you want to be in the new year? And what will it take for you to make this a reality? Spend a little bit of time considering these questions while staying connected to your breath and to the scene of the bonfire at the beach. When you are ready, imagine taking the fertilizer that you set aside earlier and using it to plant your seeds of intention for the new year. Take plenty of care as you embed these precious seeds into the fertile new soil, creating a nurturing environment for them to sprout and thrive. Stay here in this place a little while longer, really feeling into the power, the alchemy, the refinement, and the recalibration that you have created here. Savor it and feel it becoming embodied within you. Visualize your seeds of intention beginning to sprout and feel that they are alive and true and are a deep part of who you are and how you move through the world. May you have a safe and fulfilling transition into the new year. And may your nights be filled with deep, restorative rest.